This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. A moment now for what I'll grant you in advance is a bit of cognitive dissonance, a discourse on materialism, pop music, and Korean income inequality. There's a music video that's blowing up on YouTube right now. You might well be one of the 75 million people who've clicked on it, or maybe you've heard it on the radio in Korean. It's called Gangnam Style by the Korean pop sensation Psy, and it's exactly the kind of silliness you might expect to go viral on YouTube. But Marketplace's Queen of Kim says there is serious stuff inside.
Paul Kim is a Korean-American comedian in Los Angeles who's still trying to wrap his head around the popularity of Gangnam Style. He says he was driving the other day and heard it on a mainstream radio station.
After Usher and before Jay-Z, they played Gangnam Style all in Korean.
Oppan Gangnam Style.
My wife and I were like, what is going on right now?
Gangnam is a wealthy enclave in Seoul. It's like Beverly Hills meets Las Vegas. Rich 20-something guys dress up in ostentatious tuxes, blowing thousands of dollars at nightclubs. And image-conscious women shop at some of the world's most luxurious boutiques. In the video, Psy rides his imaginary horse through the decadence. And he's always surrounded by hot women.
If it was just a song about bling, it wouldn't be appealing to me.
Suk Jung Hong is a Korean-American writer, and she says Gangnam Style is a sly satire.
I feel like it has a double meaning as a song that really pokes fun at a lot of the tropes of the wealthy.
Hong says Gangnam Style is a send-up of American hip-hop, where a common conceit is for rappers to boast about their neighborhoods.
Tell them where you're from.
Straight out of Compton. A brother with his finger on the trigger.
While rappers offer a commentary on urban poverty, Psy, who's from Gangnam, is commenting on his hood's over-the-top consumption. Gangnam represents about 3% of the country's population, but
actually, in 2010, 40% of Seoul's stocks, bonds, and investments were concentrated in Gangnam.
The growing income inequality is creating an Occupy-like conversation in Korea. Ki-young Park is a professor in the East Asian Studies Department at UCLA.
1% of people, they occupy the wealth, and what about 99%?
Well, the 99%, they sure like Psy. Hit it.
Oppan Gangnam Style.
I'm Queen of Kim for Marketplace.